Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Hooters bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Still rocking after all these years. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number 3. And you find all my books at jimblasingame.com. Wayne Cruz is our guest. He's our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's a 98 model, and that means 23 years of hanging out with us and bringing us his vision and his reporting and his expertise on regulations, almost exclusively on regulations. I encourage you to find him at CEI.org, Competitive Enterprise Institute. Hey, Wayne, one of the things that we were talking about in the previous segment is how the regulatory dark matter is created. The dark matter, mm-hmm. folks, is frankly, you know, one of the things I've been doing a lot more work on broadband in my mm-hmm. private life, Wayne, and I've come to terms with a concept of last mile. The last mile connectivity. Yeah. You got last mile for cable, you got last mile for the old fashioned phones, and now we have last mile for broadband. Well, the dark matter, I'm gonna call that the last mile regulatory part of the regulatory state, because it's how it lands on you, small business owners, out there on the last mile of the economy. It looks nothing like what it began as a law in the Capitol building, and is regulatory last mile. What do you think? All these different steps it takes.
You've got all these great quotes, and I'm going to quote you on that one too. But here's the thing we were talking about a little bit during the break is, you know, every year, and we've discussed this on the show too, we get several dozen laws from Congress. At the same time, we get about 3,000 plus rules and regulations that generally they say, but they don't always go through notice and comment for the public. But guidance documents are written to interpret that or inform the public or allegedly clarify. And as you pointed out, people are afraid to leave those alone, to ignore the guidances. And big examples of this happen. They're extremely regulatory, like the independent contractor guidance from the Department of Labor and the franchising guidance from the Department of Labor. There are things from other agencies like NHTSA on regulating smartphones as having a safety mode that there was no authority for them to do, but they just do these things anyway. The reason this is worrisome, and when the Trump administration put together its commandment for a portal, I tallied over 73,000 guidance documents that were in effect, but even that was an incomplete because there's just simply no way to inventory all this stuff. Biden has wiped all that out, but the reason this matters for small business, the last mile, when this stuff gets to the last mile, Jim, this is a gigantic administrative state now, mm-hmm. and you talked about the role of the left and the folks in government and their vision of ruling from the executive branch. Well, they don't have to wait for laws anymore.
That's right.
They don't have to write rules and regulations. They're doing it with artificial intelligence, and they're doing it all at once. Okay, they got to do it fast.
Yeah.
And they got to get it to business. They got to get business on the hook for what they intend for the rules to be. But it matters a lot now, because think about the way things have gone in recent years. And, you know, I always joke with you that, you know, most jobs are not created yet. Most businesses are not created yet. Most wealth is not created yet. But our general counsel said to me, he said, Wayne, but most regulations are not written yet.
Right.
Now they're not even writing these things down. They're doing guidance documents too. But it matters a lot now, because you think of new sectors, frontier sectors like artificial intelligence, and you mentioned telecom and broadband. A lot of that is being directed by guidance document, not by law, not by rule and regulation, but by guidance.
And think about the last year with all the things done under COVID. The legislators don't even know what their laws hath wrought on,
right.
on the last mile. They don't even know this. You have to tell them.
Well, a good thing.
We have to report back to them how their law is affecting us.
That's right. Well, that's one thing small business has to do is make sure that you're paying attention to what the agencies are doing. There's a new piece. It was just posted by on Fox News' business website. But several senators wrote again to Joe Biden about this very matter we're talking about. They just wrote yesterday about the concerns with guidance documents and regulatory dark matter and their effect on the economy and businesses not knowing what the heck they're supposed to be accountable for. And they pointed out that, guess what, as California Senator, Kamala Harris had supported legislation called the GOOD Act, stands for Guidance Out of Darkness, to shine a light on this stuff.
Yeah.
So they're trying to pressure the administration that way. It's up to small business to pressure the agencies, because just yesterday, for example, the EPA, and it wouldn't not going to surprise you that they yanked their portals down and that they pulled their guidance documents. I had tallied over 7,000 guidance documents at the Environmental Protection Agency. Guess how many I can find today? None.
Wow.
And they claim that the consistency and the visibility is going to stay.
Same thing with
the Department of Interior.
Hey, Wayne, this is Banana Republic stuff, isn't it?
Well, this is really nuts. People got to pay attention and do something about it. But you think about the kind of spending is also regulation, Jim. You know that too, because once the federal government has jumped in, say, in the wake of COVID, in new medical interventions, other kinds of interventions in the economy and the financial sector and so forth, all of that stuff, Jim, in the wake of Joe Biden's got three big American submitted incorrect plans, the rescue, the
Wayne, jobs, and the family plan. I got to take
all
a quick
guidance
break.
Document is going to be.
Wayne, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.